At the moment, all 18 South Carolina state agencies have their own chief information officers responsible for keeping the data doors locked against the bad guys. But these CIOs are far from confident. One told the inspector general, quote, "What scares me is what I don't know." Another said South Carolina's statewide information security ranks 2 out of 5, quote, "on a good day." None of this is a surprise to Charlotte attorney and security consultant Chris Swecker.
It just does not work if everybody gets to essentially run their own past patterns when it comes to cybersecurity. That's what you get. What happened in South Carolina, and it's happened with corporations across the U.S.
Continuing with Swecker's football analogy, South Carolina's inspector general says the state needs to get a cybersecurity quarterback. There's already a division of state information technology, but it doesn't have any authority to create or enforce policies. Inspector General Patrick Maley is urging the governor and legislature to establish a chief information security officer for the entire state who would have that power. Maley also recommends the state hire a private security consultant to set up the statewide system and help agencies be proactive in identifying threats. Swecker says South Carolina is not the only state with a patchwork system of information security. Corporations often have the same problem, too, with separate divisions doing their own thing.
But I will say government agencies have silos and siloed processes down to a science. Those silos protect themselves all the time. And that's why it takes a very strong, central chief information security officer to drive this.
Swecker says the best practice is a completely centralized information security system for the entire state. Inspector General Maley says the CIOs at South Carolina's 18 agencies would prefer a less centralized system, where they're able to implement and adapt the policies created by a chief information security officer. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.